The town of Perrington is honoring the memory of 12 people who died in a tragic explosion 78 years ago this week. WXXI's Beth Adams has more.
The Rochester Fireworks Company on Whitney Road in Perrington, like many factories at the time, had been converted to manufacture war products, in this case, military flares. At 4:30 on the afternoon of November 6, 1942, a half hour after the start of the second shift, there was an explosion in one of the dozens of buildings at the plant.
And that small explosion broke out into a fire. And the fire spread quickly through a building where many people were working.
Perrington Town historian Bill Poray says 11 women and one man, ranging in age from 26 to 60, died in the fire. It wasn't unusual during the war for women to fill most of those jobs, with many men serving overseas.
What a trying time it must have been already to be engrossed in this really horrific war and always fearing news from overseas and the loss of sons or husbands, and then to learn of this loss of primarily women, mothers, grandmothers, daughters.
One of the women who died in the fire was Evelyn Ellis. She was 48 years old. Her grandson, John Ellis, says his grandfather also worked at the factory as a security guard.
And he just got off his shift. Otherwise, he would have been in it also.
The family tragedy was compounded in another way, though. Ellis says his father, also named John, was a young Fairport firefighter who responded to the fire that claimed his own mother's life.
And that's probably why he never really talked about it.
Poray says fireworks were largely unregulated in the 1940s, and for that reason, people did not necessarily consider the plant a safe place to work. He says there was one account of a victim whose mother had tried to warn her of the dangers.
Her mother pleaded with her, please give up that job at the fireworks factory, just a week before this incident. And she told her mom, I will, one more week, and I'll give it up.
On Thursday, the town of Perrington installed a plaque at the site of the former factory on Whitney Road near Baird Road. Poray says it's important to remember the victims who died in service to their country.
And to help our residents and people that are passing through understand what a significant event this was.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.